Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick heads to California, Nevada, and Georgia over the next few days. It's the beginning of his late-entry presidential campaign that Patrick himself describes as, quote, a Hail Mary from two stadiums over. Yesterday, WBUR's Fred Tice followed Patrick in New Hampshire as Patrick filed for that state's primary.
Patrick was ready to launch a presidential campaign a year ago when his wife, Diane, was diagnosed with uterine cancer. She's been declared cancer-free, and Patrick says he feels ready to turn from focusing on his family to focusing on the presidency. Sitting at a table in the cramped Secretary of State's office in Concord, Patrick conceded that Democrats already have a talented field of presidential candidates.
But in many ways, it has felt to me, watching the race unfold, that we're beginning to break into sort of camps of nostalgia on the one hand and big ideas, sort of my way or no way on the other. And I think we have to be about how we bring people in, how we bring people along, and how we yield to the possibility that somebody else or even some other party may have a good idea.
One of Patrick's most daunting obstacles for the nomination is the other Democratic candidate from Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren. She's attracting hundreds of people to her rallies in New Hampshire and other early states where she's well organized. Patrick said he spoke to Warren Wednesday night.
I think it was kind of a hard conversation for both of us, frankly.
Hard, because Patrick says he and Warren are friends.
We get together from time to time. She is incredibly smart, and she is incredibly thorough in her policy positions. And frankly, she has the best and most disciplined campaign out there, from what I have observed. She's contributed a lot to advancing her campaign.
But Patrick said campaigns have to add, not push away from the beginning.
And that's not a comment just on my friend Senator Warren and her campaign. It's a comment on how the conversation is evolving in the field. And it's a big, big watch out. And I think, frankly, a big, big opportunity.
An opportunity Patrick sees for himself as a candidate who can unify Democrats and bring other voters along in the general election. He praised Warren and Bernie Sanders for broadening Democrats' ambitions by making bold proposals, such as Medicare for All.
But I think that if we want solutions that last, they can't be solutions that feel to the voting public as if they are just Democratic solutions. I am proud of the fact that we as a party and that the field of Democratic candidates have committed ourselves to universal care, to really delivering health care that is affordable and of high quality to everybody.
But, Patrick added, there's more than one way to do that, and he pointed to Massachusetts as an example of doing it without Medicare for All. Patrick spoke to a few voters at a sandwich shop where he ordered lunch in Manchester. Some were curious, some were activists who wanted to hear his views on issues they care about. But his campaign had not had time to organize the kind of event he hopes to have soon, taking questions from voters. His campaign is aiming to open its first office this weekend. Asked by a reporter about qualifying for next month's Democratic National Committee televised debate, Patrick sounded somewhat dismissive.
You mean, I've been watching the debates. I'm not sure it's something to aspire to. I admire the DNC's effort to create ground rules that are winnowing as you go along. I get that part. But I think the actual conversation, if you will, in the hall is not always very informative for people.
Partly because Patrick is spending some of his own money, his campaign is confident it can make it at least through Super Tuesday in early March, when a third of the country votes in primaries and caucuses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.